I'm Pastor Myron Dom. At Northmar Church, we believe the Bible is God's holy word, given to us from God for our benefit. God's word gives us wisdom, direction, comfort, and conviction. As we expound His word verse by verse each week, we hope to encourage and give you insight as you walk one step behind Jesus. Thanks for listening.
Well, today we're going to continue our mini-series on generosity. You know, you start talking about money in church, and folks tend to get squirmy, don't you? It's like, oh, man, do you have to talk about that? The reality is this. Jesus talked about money more than almost anything else in his ministry. He talked about money all the time. Why did he do that? I believe it's because money reveals our heart unlike anything else. Money gets right down to who we're trusting, what we believe is important. We can talk it, but our money shows it. And Jesus wants to get to our heart. Jesus wants to develop our heart and make our heart more like His. He wants us to become generous just like Him. And He takes a tool with which He builds generosity into our lives. It's His favorite tool. It's the tool that He always grabs when He wants to build a generous heart. It's the tool of tithing. His tool is kind of like my favorite tool, this one right here. This is the four-way screwdriver. I love this tool because this tool has multiple parts to it. I can go small or large. I can go Phillips or flat. It doesn't matter what mess I'm into in my house. If it needs tightened down or repaired or created or constructed, this tool comes in handy. Can I get a hoo-wah for this tool right here, men? Yeah. This is the boss tool right here. You want this tool in your tool bag, the four-way screwdriver. Don't live without it. This tool is like God's tool of tithing. It's His favorite tool. He gets excited about it because with this tool, doesn't matter how much you have or how little you have. Doesn't matter how crooked it is or how straight it is. It doesn't matter if it's all messed up or nice and clean. He can take the same tool and adjust it to fit your situation and begin to tighten down in your life and cause you to become more generous just like Him. That's our big idea today. Tithing is God's favorite tool to build a generous heart in you and in me. I guess we should ask the question, do you want a generous heart? It's a fair question. He wants you to have a generous heart. That's His longing for your life. I would go so far as to say that a generous heart is a clear indicator that you are genuinely following Jesus. If you have a stingy heart and you're disobeying Him in this issue of tithing, I'd have to challenge you, are you really following Jesus? Let me get a drink. Oh, that's better. God has been using this tool of tithing all along. Right from the start, He began using it with the people of Israel. It's His favorite tool. In Leviticus chapter 27, He tells it to us like this. He says, a tithe of everything from the land, whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees, say it with me, belongs to the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. The tithe is actually a tenth part. We would know it as 10%. And from this command, we realize this. Our God created us with a need to give. It's part of His plan for our lives. Tithing was never intended as a way for you and I to pay God back. It's not like a tax that we owe Him. It's not something we're trying to do to appease Him. No. Tithing has always been God's favorite tool to build generosity into our lives. Tithing is to our possessions what the Sabbath is to our time. A practical tool that builds this realization that every moment, every inch, every piece of my life does not belong to me. It belongs to Him. And one day, I'll be returning it all to Him. Between now and that day, it's a matter of me to steward it and to live it for His glory, trusting Him with everything. You see, when I allow Him to take His favorite tool and begin to build generosity into my life, I am learning how to trust Him. I am learning to become grateful to Him. I am realizing He owns it all. He owns me. Every opportunity I have comes from His hand. Every privilege that I come across is His gift to me. Every difficulty and pain and challenge and problem is a chance for me to say, I'm still going to trust You. This is how I learn to depend. This is how I learn to walk in faith. I've got to let Him take His tool and work it into my life. But we're stubborn, aren't we? Let's all nod our heads collectively. Every head nodding, every eye closed, right? Nod your head. We all are stubborn, and our money is no exception. We are very stubborn when it comes to finances. So God takes this tool, and He tightens down into our hearts on this issue of giving. Through the prophet Malachi, the Lord asked this question of us today. Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, well, how do we rob you, God? In tithes and offerings, and you're under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty. Test me in this and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. Test me in this, says the Lord. He's saying, let me take my almighty hand with my favorite tool and get to work on your heart. Test me in this. Trust my hand. Trust where I place my tool. Trust me as I tighten it down. Trust that this is going to be good in your life. Test me in this. Give to me my tithe. Give to me my offerings and allow me to show you my power. Allow me to show you my provision. Allow me to pour out my blessing into your life because you are trusting me. This morning I want to introduce you to a family in our church who took this challenge from God and took it to heart. Steve and Tracy, come on up here. Steve and Tracy read this passage, took it to heart, and asked the Lord to make a difference in them as they obeyed Him in this issue of tithing. Watch what happens.
When Pastor Myron asked us to share our story, our first reaction was to show the same fear that he described last week as the root of Scrooge's greed. My wife is in front of a room of kids most days as a preschool teacher, and I lead sales meetings daily, but standing in front of the church sharing a personal story will test anyone's courage. In fact, she has threatened me with bodily harm if she has to talk today. So as we thought about how to share our story, we thought it'd be important to let you know how we got to this point. We were probably like many of you here today. For most of our adult working lives, we attended church and gave an offering weekly, but not according to God's word. We gave what we felt was extra and appropriate for our lives. The focus is what we thought was best. We always had good intentions, but we were in debt, and we would give our 10% once things improved for us. A few years back, Pastor Myron was speaking on tithing, and God did a work on us and changed our hearts. Thankfully, God helped us to realize our fear, as well as our pride, was hanging on to that money. Our fear of what if we needed that money in the future, and how prideful we were in thinking that the money we earned was due to our accomplishments and hard work. We realized everything we have is God's, and we only possess it for such a short time while here on earth. We were given so much, but we were providing so little back to him. In fact, not even the minimum he tells us to give back. We decided, regardless of our current or future situations, we would at least do the minimum and set aside the 10% his work tells us to do. Since we started tithing, I've had some of my best sales years, and my wife was able to earn additional income for our family through a teaching position. This has allowed us to not only give the 10%, but also sponsor a child through Compassion and work with Pastor Paul on a fundraiser for Hope for Africa. That leads us to our story. After one of our many moves, and at the time of the housing crisis, we moved but still owned the previous home. We only had one offer, and it was a lease to own. We knew that one day we could have to close on that house, and if the family leasing it was able to get a loan. While good to be out from under it, we would need a significant amount of money at closing, an amount that didn't and still doesn't exist in our checking or savings. The call came this past spring that the house was finally being purchased by the family leasing it, and we needed to close by June. Excited but scared, we started to wonder where that money would come from, loans, family, etc. Literally, within that same week, I got an email that a private company I had worked for years back was going public, and the stock that I had, which at the time was worth nothing, would now be worth something since it was going public. The amount of the stock was actually more than the large amount we needed to cover the cost of closing. God not only provided in our time of need, but gave us more than what we needed.
That's our God.
Pastor Myron talks about trusting the Lord, testing him in giving, and seeing him react powerfully. This was and is the case for our family. We immediately wanted to do something more with the extra. We felt led to give the money to local children that our church ministers to through various programs. We thought about something tangible that could be provided to them to show them they matter to us, our church, and more importantly, the Lord. We look forward to hearing what the Lord has in store for those kids and are thankful for the Lord for changing our hearts and lives.
Right on. Thank you so much. Right on. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that awesome to see Steve and Tracy taking God at his word? Test me in this, says the Lord, and see if I will not open my hand to you in such a way that you'll know it's me. They're facing a house closing. They need a certain amount of money. They don't have it. It shows up via a stock option he'd forgotten about. That's God working in a way that causes this man and this woman to say glory to his name. And all of us affirm that and attest that today. That's the Lord at work in the Winans' home. Why is the Lord choosing to bless them? Because they are giving to God as he commands. It's that simple, church. There's nothing complicated about this. It's not lucky. It's not random. It's called you give, it will be given back to you. Jesus said it plainly to us in Luke chapter 6. Look at this. This is the words of our Lord. Give, say it with me, give and it will be given to you. He then describes it, how he'll give it to us. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. When we obey and give, our Lord gives to us. But when we refuse to give, we hinder ourselves. If you keep telling yourself, well, I've got these loans, these student loans, or once that car's paid off, or after we get the baby expenses covered, or, you know, when I get that next position, when that promotion comes in, I think there's going to be a windfall for me. When that happens, then I will. You keep putting it off and putting it off, my friend. You are blocking the blessing of God when you do this. You're saying, God, I got this. I don't need your help. You're telling God Almighty, take a back seat, please. I've got this. There's no wonder that financial stress is one of the primary reasons why marriages break up, why people's lives are a wreck, why substance abuse is so prevalent. Financial stress is always part of those equations. It's because people are blocking the blessing of God in their lives. thinking they can do it themselves. When really, if you simply humble yourself and say, okay, I'll trust you, I'll give as you command, well then God Almighty in his power and strength steps into your life. Dear one, do not deny him the privilege and the honor and the glory that he seeks in your life. When you begin to trust him like Steve and Tracy are trusting him, he gets the glory. We don't sit here today and clap for the Winans. We clap for Jesus. He gets the glory for it. And he wants that same glory through you. Don't deny him. He will allow you to be hindered in your life if you deny him. Back in Malachi, he says to us, test me. Don't rob me. There's a negative motivation there. Negatively, if you rob God, then God Almighty sees you like a thief. How do you feel about thieves? Do you want God Almighty looking at you that way? Conversely and positively, when you trust him and give as he commands, and Jesus says give and it will be given to you, well then God says, I'll meet your needs and I'll bless you. I'll provide for you. You don't want to hinder yourself. You don't need to hinder yourself. Trust him and give as he demands. Realize too that tithing is the floor. Tithing is not the ceiling. Tithing is the starting blocks. It's not the finishing line. Tithing is the training wheels. You're not supposed to keep riding with training wheels, are you, friends? You're supposed to let the training wheels come off one at a time and begin to really go places on your bike. Tithing is the beginning. So once I'm tithing, is there more that God wants to do in my life in this issue of generosity? I would say yes. Yes. He wants to stretch you and take you even deeper in trusting him that he might then use you in ways you have never imagined. Allow you to steward opportunities that you could never dream of because you are being faithful and obedient to him. At Northmar, I like to take a tool that we use to help us expand and develop our hearts for even more generosity. It's called the Missions Faith Step. Would you pull this card out of your bulletin today? The Missions Faith Step. If you're tithing and you're trusting God, and you've been tithing for a while, and it's a good pattern in your life, can I encourage you to wrestle with this tool right here? You need to spend time talking to the Lord privately about this matter. It's a personal issue. No one knows this card except you. You keep the card. You don't turn it in or anything. It's just a tool we devised to help you wrestle with, what would it look like, God, if I trusted you for more? Do you ever pray for more to God? I pray for more all the time. Give me more opportunities to glorify you. Give me more faith. Give me more privileges to tell someone about you. Give me more resources that I can steward for your glory. Give me more, Lord. I would encourage you to pray that way. And then as he gives you more, particularly resources, you promise to steward it for his purposes and to give a portion of it back to him. You see, you're asking him to give you more, extra, if you will, so that if he does, you can use it for his glory. If he doesn't give you any extra, well, then that's on him, not you. It's not the right time, according to his will. But if he does give you extra, well, then you can take a portion of it and bless his kingdom work with it. And we like to encourage you to be part of the work worldwide of missions. And the missions program here at your home church is a great starting place for you to get your hands into being part of fulfilling his great commission. Jesus said this in Luke 16:10. Whoever can be trusted with what, church? Say it with me. Very little. Let's look at that again. Whoever can be trusted with, say it, very little, can also be trusted with much. You might say, brother, at the end of the month, I've got $10 discretionary money. Okay, great. That would be very little, wouldn't it? Could you trust them to give you $11 next month? And out of that $11, you give 50 cents of it to accomplishing the goal of world missions. You see, you're not out anything, are you? He has to give you the extra dollar. You're saying, you give me the extra dollar, I'll give you half of it back. Come on, Jesus. We sang earlier and prayed, come on, Jesus, light me up. Come on, Jesus, show me your glory. Show me your presence in my life. Make a difference in me. Can you trust him to do something for you financially? And then if he does, you steward it back. You see, this card challenges you to think about it on the backside. Think about it in advance. How much do you think extra he might bring into your life this next month or this next year? Maybe it's hard to wrap your mind around that. Why don't you just come up with the percentage then? Any extra that comes above and beyond that I didn't see coming, I'll give you this much of it. Trust him. Test him. Watch him work in your life. I've been doing this now for several years. What amazes me, I just did this bookkeeping here a week and a half ago. What amazes me is that every year since I've said to him, you give me extra, I'll give you this much. Every year since I've done that, my extra has increased. Now, I'm not making that extra. It's just showing up in my hands. It's showing up in all sorts of unique ways, just like Steve and Tracy testified. Things you didn't see coming that show up. And I look and say, doggone it, this is amazing. You're awesome, God. I'm trusting you. I'm obeying you. You're giving me extra. I've already determined in advance to steward it right back towards you. And you get to see God at work in your life in a very powerful way. You also have the privilege of knowing that you are directly partnering with Jesus in completing his great commission. You're helping accomplish these kinds of things on the card that all point towards people understanding more about Jesus. He is excited about getting the whole world to know him, and you can partner. Well, what a privilege when you partner with him in this. You might say, I just don't have the resources. That's okay. Trust him to give you extra. When he does, you steward it as he's directed you. The physician's faith step, like tithing, his favorite tool of all, is really not about money. These tools are not about money. Can I just remind you, God doesn't need your little pieces of green paper. He doesn't need those little round objects that collect in your ashtray in your car. He really doesn't need it. What he wants, what he needs, is you. He wants your heart. He wants you to give him your heart and your life. And those little pieces of paper and those little coins, they just become a way for you to do that. They become a way for you to show him in practical ways, I'm trusting you. Take your tool. Work in my heart. Make my heart more generous. Give me more and extra that I might steward for your glory. I'll give it right back to you. Lord, work in me. When you do these kinds of steps, when you make these kinds of efforts, you see Jesus at work in your life. Trust Jesus and let him get to work in you. Would you pray with me? Lord, we prayed a few moments ago, light me up, Jesus. Light me up. I'm praying again right now, Lord God, help me to trust you. Help me to trust you, Lord. Give me the courage to obey you in this issue of giving. Don't let me rationalize it. Don't let me push it aside. Don't let me doubt you. Cause me, Lord God, to trust you and to give. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would cause each of us to be courageous and bold in our trust of you. Have your way in us, Lord. Have your way. Get to work in my life, Jesus, for your glory and for your purposes. I depend on you because I need you.
I hope this message from God's Word has encouraged you in your spiritual journey. On Sundays, we have an Inspire service at 9 a.m. in our fellowship hall and two Engage services in our sanctuary at 9:30 and 11. Come by and visit us. You can also check us out on the web at northmarkchurch.com or simply download the Northmark Church app to your device. We would be honored to serve you in any way we can. May the Lord give you an increased awareness of His presence in your life.